Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the first parak of Maseches Chagiga. Today we are learning parak Aleph Mishnah Dalet and parak Aleph Mishnah Hey. The Mishnah here in parak Aleph Mishnah Dalet is going to return to discussing the Shalmei Chagiga. The Torah tells us when it comes to the three Shalosh Regalim, V'samachta Lefnei Hashem Elokacha, you have to be happy in front of Hashem, your God. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Psachim and Daf Kuvtes, in Simcha, Ella Bibasar, that there's no simcha, there's no true happiness except through eating the meat of a karban. Therefore, the mitzvah to be happy on the yontif is fulfilled by eating the meat of a karban, again referred to as the Shalmei Simcha. Now, in the previous Mishnah, we learned that for this reason, the Chachamim ruled that a person should bring a Shalmei Simcha on the Yom Tovim so that he has enough meat of karbanos to eat. However, if he has meat from other karbanos, then he can fulfill his obligation by eating that meat. And the Mishnah here is going to detail which karbanos can be eaten as a fulfillment of this requirement. Says the Mishnah, Yisrael Yotin Idei Chavasa and Yisrael Nan Kohanim, they can fulfill their obligation of rejoicing on Yontif, bin Nidarim Unidavos, by eating the meat of karbanos that were brought as vows, as Nidavos, all karbanos Shlamim that are optionally brought based on vows and so on that were taken, Uva Meiser Behema, and the meat of the animal of the Meiser Behema. Again, every year a person is obligated to separate a tenth of the animal, the cattle, the sheep, and the goats that were born to his flocks that year as Meiser, which he then brings to the Beis HaMikdash as a karbon. So the Mishnah is teaching us the meat of the karbanos is eaten by the owner and his guest, and that meat can be used towards this obligation of having simcha on Yom Tov. Continuing in the Mishnah, v'akohanim b'chatos v'ashamos, in addition, the kohanim can fulfill their obligation of eating their chalakim, of being besimcha on Yontif, by eating the meat of a karban chatos, by the meat of a karban asham, uva bechor, the meat of a bechor of a firstborn karban that is brought, uva choze, uva shok, and the breast and the thigh of a karban shlamim that they have as well. And the meat of all these karbanos is permitted only to kohanim, though, therefore only kohanim can fulfill the obligation of simcha by eating them. Aval, says the Mishnah Bat, lo ba'ofos, lo ba'menachos, even Kohanim cannot fulfill their obligation to eat meat on Yontif by eating the meat of karbanos that are bird karbanos, or by eating the flower karbanos, the karbanos mincha. As the bartender points out, the Gemara here on Daf Ches learns that only the meat of actual types that can be used for a chagiga karban can be eaten as a fulfillment of the obligation to have simcha on the yontif, birds and flower karbanos, karban minchas, which may not be brought as a karban chagiga, are not included in this having simcha on Yom Tov. Continuing now, Parak Aleph Mishnah, we have learned that there are specific karbanos that must be brought on the Yom Tov, on the Shalosh Regalim. This Mishnah is going to be teaching us that under certain circumstances it is appropriate to bring several such karbanos. Says the Mishnah, Misha Yeshlo Ochlim Merubin, someone who has many people, a lot of people in their home that are eating the various meals with him, unechasim muatim, but not so much money. They have limited funds with which to buy karbanos. Says the Mishnah, mevi shlamim merubim v'olos muatos, they should bring many karban shlamim, meaning many shalmei chagigas, David's family members, and few olos ri'ya, which are completely burnt on the mizbech, and they're not really a source of food because, again, they are completely burnt. He buys one ola for the minimum amount stated in Mishnah Beis, and the rest he can have as the karban shlamim. Now, since we are commanded to eat the meat of karbanos on the Yom Tovim, where a person has many people to feed and limited resources, he should spend more on karbanos that are eaten than on karbanos that are completely burnt on the Mizbeach. Continuing in the Mishnah, Nechasim, Merubim, V'ochlin, Muatim. However, if one has many possessions, he's a lot of money, Baruch Hashem, and he doesn't have that many people eating with him, he's a wealthy person, but Baruch Hashem, you know, his family's out of the house, he doesn't have anyone there anymore eating and relying on him for food, says the Mishnah, Mevi Olos, Merubos, Ushlamim, Muatim. Then in that case, he should bring many carbon Olos and few Shlamims, right? He should use his money to buy many Olos, as Rashi points out, in this manner, he's fulfilling the Torah's commandment of Ish Kematan Asiyadu, that every man according to what he can give, which teaches that the more resources that one has, the more karbon olas that he should actually bring. Continuing in the Mishnah, Al Zeh Ne'amar, Ma Kesef Hishtei Kesef. Concerning this case, it was said in Mishnah Beis that he should bring one Olas Riyah worth at least one silver Ma, and one Shalmei Chagiga worth at least two silver Ma'os. Zev is a merubim. If one has many possessions and he has many people eating with him, then al zenam or ishkemat nasyodah kivir kasejem lokecha asher nosan loch. Then that's what the pasuk means in Sefer Dvarim, where it says that every man according to his hands giving, according to the blessing that Hashem your God has given to you, meaning to say that he should bring many carbon olos, many carbon shlamim, Baruch Hashem. As we learned before, the first half of the pasuk refers to carbon olos, the more wealth that Hashem has granted someone, the more olos he is encouraged to bring. But the second half of the pasuk, where it says Givir Kasem Lekech Asher Nosan Lach, that's a teaching that the more family members that a person has, the more blessing that Hashem has given you, the more carbon shlamim that he should ultimately bring. Quick review: Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalid, taught us that Yisraelim can fulfill their obligation of the Shalmei Chagiga, either with karbanos that are nedarim or nedavos or meiser behema. Kohanim can fulfill their simcha eating meat carbon requirements by also eating the meats of a carbon chatas, carbon asham, the bechor, the breast and the thigh of a carbon shlam that the kohanim eat, and so on and so forth. But as the Mishnah taught us, even kohanim cannot fulfill their obligation of eating meat on Yom Tov by eating the karbanos that are birds or by eating the karban minchas. And then Parak Aleph, Mishnah Hay taught us that someone who has many members of the house eating with him and isn't so wealthy, then in that case he should bring many karban shlamims to feed his family members and few olas shriyas, which are completely burnt on the Mizbeach. On the other hand, says the Mishnah, if he is wealthy and does not have many dependents to feed in his home, then in that case he should bring many olos and he should bring few shlamims. If one has few possessions and few people in the home, then in that situation, he should just bring the minimum that we learned in Mishnah Beis. And if one has a lot of people and a lot of money, then in that situation, says the Mishnah, he should bring a lot of both, as the pasuk tells us, Ish kemat nas yado, kivir kasejem lokecha, asher nasan lach. Have a great day.